You have your Bible, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse number 1. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I won't preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on a family affair. A family affair. As we look at this and we realize as God's speaking here, He's telling us for our hearts not to be troubled. Amen. He was speaking to the disciples, but He's also speaking to me and you. Troublesome times come and heartaches come. Things come along we don't understand, we don't know about. And if we ain't careful, our hearts can become troubled. But He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Yet if you believe in God, amen, He said, "Believe also in me." He said, there comes a time we got to just put our faith in God, and we got to put our faith in the Lord and let them take control. And He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." God wants us to be informed Christians. God wants us to have an informed life. He wants us to have an informed walk. Amen. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Amen. That's a pretty explicit. He wants us to know that He has gone to prepare a place for us. Amen. That's where He's at today. That's what He's been doing. Probably got a pretty nice place by now. He's been a building working on it for over 2,000 years. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a place He's gone to prepare. Amen. He said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you," now watch this, four little words, "I will come again." Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if we look at this tonight, as the Lord speaks to us, we're talking about an imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. An imminent return. But that imminent return is based on a couple of conditions, and maybe even a combination of conditions. See, there's a certainty to this soon coming Savior, and there's an uncertainty to this soon coming Savior. It's certain that it's going to occur at some time. At some time, I believe in the very near future, Josh, that the Lord's going to step out with a shout and a trump. People say, "Well, it's been over 2,000 years in the waiting and He hasn't come back yet." Yeah, but praise God, we still have the promise. So we see the certainty of to occur at some time, and we see the uncertainty as to what time. It said, "No man knoweth the day or the hour when the Son of Man cometh." We don't know the day or the hour, but we know that He's coming, and we know that it's imminent, that it's going to happen. Now, what does that mean? That means that nothing has to take place before He comes. Amen? If there was anything that had to be take place to fulfill the Word of God and the prophecies of the Word, then it would not be an imminent return. But we know that it's imminent that Christ is going to come, praise God, because there's no signs needed and there's no warning going to be given. Amen? Praise God, that tells me you just need to get in, be ready. Praise God. In other words, He's no signs given, no warning given, that we need to be ready at any time. Amen? You agree? Amen. We got to be ready at any time, because any time could be the time. It could be today, it could be this evening, it could be tonight, it could be in the morning. Amen? Praise God. It could be the morning somewhere else. But it'd be maybe the nighttime here. But praise God, it's going to take place. Amen? So it need to be ready at any time. But Brother Kevin, we need to be ready at all times. Hello? We need to be Christians for any time and for all time. Amen? Every moment, every day, we need to be living in a fashion, praise God, to be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Paul told Titus this in Titus chapter 2, verse 13. He said, "Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." So Paul was telling Titus that we need to be looking for that blessed hope. Amen? I think sometimes we get our eyes off the hope. We get our eyes off the promise, praise God. We ought to have our eyes on the hope and the promise of the Savior coming at all times. We ought to be ready. So we have an imminent return with no signs and no warnings. Amen. So it tells us that we got to be anticipating and we got to be ready for our soon coming Savior. Praise God. I believe He's coming. Praise Lord. Not only is there no sign and no warning, so there's not, it's going to happen suddenly. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 52, He said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. That's how it's going to happen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I was sitting in the study this morning. I got to thinking about that, and I got my Strong's out. I began looking at that in a moment. Amen. That moment. What kind of time frame is that moment? Now, in the Greek, that word is atomos. That's where we get our word atom. Amen. You know, like that thing that they try to split? But in Paul's day, pray God, even to think as an atom was something that couldn't, that in their knowledge couldn't be split. But now we know that we can split them, that we can split an atom. And when we do, all kinds of things happen. Amen? So what we see here is in a moment in a twinkling of an eye, that's faster than a blink. A lot of times I've heard people say, well, it's the blink and faster is the blink of an eye. It's going to be over. Amen? No, it's going to be a whole lot faster than that. Praise God, it's going to be fast. In our words, verbiage today, we might say in an instant. Amen. Or maybe in a split second. Amen. That's how fast it's going to happen. And what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there's not going to be no time to get ready when it happens. Amen. If you're not ready to go, praise God, you'll be left behind. Praise God, we need to be ready. Praise God. In a twinkling of an eye. Or you might say in a flash. Kind of like lightning from one side of heaven to the other. About the time that it takes for light to travel and meet in the retina of your eye. The flash of a streak of lightning, 186,000 miles per second, the speed of light. Amen. That's how quick it's going to happen. So we need to be ready and anticipating a soon coming Savior. Amen. I was thinking, I've been praying and praying God to touch us in a spirit of revival and help us get geared up and fired up, amen, so that the last days that we live here on earth can be our best days for Jesus, amen, so He can get the glory that He deserves out of our life, because He's coming, amen, in a flash, praise God, He's going to step out with a shout and a trump, and it's a praise God, and we got to be ready because it's a family affair. We got to get all of our families in, our loved ones, praise God. We got to know that we got some that they think are saved. Amen. Hey, we even got some that I think are saved. But praise God, we need to have a know-so salvation. We need to know that we're saved. That we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. That's what Paul was talking about. That was what he was excited about, was the gospel that they preached. Praise the Lord. For in a moment, a twinkling of eye, sudden as light, praise God, at the speed of light, the Son of Man's coming. Praise His name. What a blessing that'll be. In a moment. Can you think about it? I thought about this. What about what's going to take place when the Son of Man comes? We're going to see millions of people, praise God, those that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing, all of a sudden just disappear. Removed from their vanished from the earth. Amen. Millions. A person be on having a conversation with someone. Praise God. Before they get to the end of conversation, they look around to see why they haven't said nothing and they're gone. Amen. Just in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. Somebody will be on the phone, Brother Jeff, talking to a neighbor, an acquaintance. And I hope we're talking about Jesus and about salvation. I thought the other end of the line, they're weeping and crying because they just got saved. Because the other end of that phone, they hear a phone drop to the floor and they'll be gone forever. Amen. Can you just imagine? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. A speed of light. Praise God. In a moment, maybe a dear wife will reach over to get over in the night to get that husband's hand. and reach over there to get him, and there's no hand to be got. In just a moment, that hand is gone and gone forever. Yeah, you're trying to scare us? No, we need to understand how the time that we're living in, that there's a soon coming Savior, and it needs to be a family affair. We need to get everybody involved. Everybody needs to be on the same page, looking for the same Savior, praise God. Be there. Somebody be there just a life and having a good time and look around to see why the person's not responding to them and they're gone. You see, best they be left stand there to life for themselves. Amen. See, some little old boy. Hey, man, praise God, it's been practicing all year. He's out on the basketball court, and he sets up a goal, and he goes running down through there, and he sees his teammate, and he set it up just right, and about the time he sprints for the goal, and he throws him the ball, and there's nobody there to get it. Hey, man, it just bounces off. Because that person's gone. Amen. I'm talking about reality, folks. What's going to happen? I'm talking about planes flying through the air. And the captain says, okay, thank you. We're settled in. We're at 33,000 feet. We're flying headed for such and such a place. We'll meet our destination. In silence. Who's going to fly that plane? Who's going to bring them back to earth? Amen. What if the pilot and the co-pilot go out of here? Planes flying without pilots. Bus drivers driving without drivers. Amen. It's God in a moment. Just a second. It can all be over. See, that little mama goes in there to the baby's room and that little bassinet. She starts to pull those covers back and she smells the sweet smell of that little baby. Brother says she pulls that cover back and she kisses. And when she kisses, she just kisses air. And she looks and that little baby's gone. In a moment, the twinkling of an eye, the speed of light, things can change forever. That's why we need to realize it's a family affair. We all need to be part of it, partakers in it, looking for a soon coming Savior. He could come at any minute. We need to be ready. Amen. We need to be anticipating His coming. I look forward to it. Amen. Praise God. He's coming. I'm going. I'm going to go. What you say, Pastor Jeff, this is where we need to calm down. Because we're not just going to float off into outer space. We're going to be with Jesus. Hello? We're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Now look at this right quickly. John 14. John chapter 14, verse number 3. He says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Amen. What does that tell us? That Jesus has gone to prepare a place and He's coming again. Amen. Now we know from what we've already told you according to the Word of God that He's coming quickly in a moment of twinkling eye. 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. Praise God. He's coming quickly. No time to prepare. So we see that the Lord God Almighty, it's an imminent return. No sign or no warning. It's going to happen suddenly, amen, very fast, quickly, amen, and it's not only going to be imminent, but it's going to be selective. Hello? Everybody don't get to go. I wish they did. I wish everybody was saved by the marvelous grace of God and ready to go to heaven right now. I mean, anticipate. You know, if you're truly born again, saved, praise God, we ought to be anticipating, excited about going. Now, I'm not saying don't be excited about dying. Ain't nobody excited about dying. We want to live. Our flesh wants us to live as long as we can. Amen? So we can enjoy family. Enjoy the things we do together, right? Amen? Us old folks want to see our grandchildren grow up. Amen? Hey, listen, we worked hard to get them. We had to put up with their children for all them years. So that we could get grandchildren, so that we could enjoy spoil them and send them home. Amen. So we're excited, but we won't stay. But praise God, it's a family affair when Jesus says, I will come again. Now listen to what he says. He said, I will come again. Now what else did he say? What's the next four words? Five words. And receive you unto myself. Amen. So how's this going to play out? It's a family affair. Jesus said, I'm going to come. Amen. Again, he said, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you to me. Amen. These people ask me about that. Well, preacher, you know, when we go out of here, how, you know, we're just going to float around in the universe, and praise God, we're going to float around wherever Jesus is. We are going to be with him, praise God. He's going to call us. He's going to come and receive us unto himself. He's going to come and get us and draw us unto himself, take us unto himself, and we'll be with him forever. Amen. You got that? Have you got it? Can you see the picture? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a high priestly prayer he prayed in the garden. He said, Lord, I would that they be, them that you give me, be with me where I am. Amen. Where I am, praise God, always and forever. The Lord wants us to be with him where he is. No matter where he is. He travels at the speed of thought. Amen. Praise God. He goes through doors without opening them. Amen. Isn't there an upper room? Praise God. He just walked through door. He said the door's being shut. And then they looked up and there he was. They said, man, it's a spook. It's a ghost. And he said, hey, you got anything to eat? Amen. Praise God. Bless his holy name. He was there. Praise God with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. A place reserved. But for us, for family members, it's a family member only organization. Amen. In order for you to be a part of this, so when Jesus comes and to be with him, praise God, where he is, it's a family ordeal. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't like families. I don't like my family. I don't even like people. I know a lot of people say that. I had a person tell me that the other day. He said, I just don't like people. Amen. Praise the Lord. But this is going to be a family ordeal. Praise God. You might say it's a family only calling. All those who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will be going. Amen. All of us that's been born again get to go. Praise the Lord. Better make it. But Peter said, that's why you make your call and election sure. Amen. Know when God spoke to your heart, when you confessed your sins, when you got in, praise God. When you believed on Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, I looked around and such and such. I don't think he's saved. I don't think she's saved. Praise God. You better quit worrying about them and you better worry about yourself. Amen. We better make sure that we're in ready to go, praise God, if we're part of that family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's a family only membership. Amen. It's selective. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those who have their faith in Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, he says this, those who are Christ at his coming. Amen. Those that are Christ at his coming. Those that are ready, praise God, when he comes to get us. Amen. When he comes, it's a family affair. When Jesus comes to get the family, praise God, and to load us up. You know how they kind of used to load us up when we was youngins in that old blue station wagon, praise God, when we got ready to go to Granny and Papa's or got to go Aunt Sophie's down there in Madison County. Praise God, they'd load you up. They'd pack us in there like sardines, and down the road we'd go. Amen. Hey, you know, at the time, it seemed kind of inconvenient. But praise God, now I look back on that and say, glory, hallelujah. Family time, family outings. We was all packed in that big old blue station wagon. Amen. I'll never forget, got down there at Aunt Sophie's. I was a little bitty feller. Boy, Aunt Sophie said, what a lady, bless her heart. She said, just got to come in here and eat. I said, okay. She set us all down table. Honest to goodness, She had a bowl of soup beans, Brother Jeff, that big. She sat down in front of me. I wasn't real crazy about soup beans at that time. And my mom always told me, said, son, you sit there and you eat everything on your plate. Hey, man, Aunt Sophie done give them to me. I eat beans till I thought I was going to bust. Hey, man, praise God. But it was a family affair, praise the Lord. Praise God, it was good to be there. It's good to be there with family. It's good to have us all gathered there. And I'll never forget it, got ready to leave and loaded up. And Daddy decided he wanted a couple of pigs. Of course, she had some. So here's all us young'uns in the back seat, Mom and Dad in the front seat, and the whole back end had two little old pigs in that station wagon, carrying them to the house. Praise God. Family affair, when people get together, praise God, the way it used to be. We don't have time for that now. Everybody goes their own direction. But I'm telling you, we better lock down on the family affair, being ready when Jesus comes. Because he's coming with a shout and a trump. He said, I will come again. It's imminent. It's going to happen. We don't know where. We don't know the when. But praise God, we know he's coming. Amen. He's coming. He's coming again. And he's coming to receive you unto himself. Us. To call us unto himself. So where he is, there we may be also. Amen. We see how this plays out in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. He's speaking to the children of God. He says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, that good news, Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking to those brethren, those born-again believers. Amen. And he's getting ready to tell us the exciting part, how this thing's going to accumulate to the end, and how the Lord, praise God, is going to call us unto himself. Amen. Praise God for his glory. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. He's encouraging the church. Praise God, getting them ready. Verse 58, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians 15, 58. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, praise God. He said, listen, just get rooted in ground. Just stay in there, praise God. Beloved brethren, he said, be steadfast and be unmovable. Stay consistent and you walk with God. God don't like wishy-washy people. Amen. In the Laodicean church, he said, I would you were hot or cold. Amen. He said, if you're hot, I could bless you. If you're cold, praise God, I could revive you. Praise the Lord. We need to stay consistent with the Lord. But the Lord encourages us, praise God. That select few, those folks that he's called out, he encourages us. And wants us to encourage others along the way. Amen. A selective process. Praise God. He tells us that in the other place that he talks about this is in 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians 4, praise God. He talks about this family affair. Amen. Verse 13, he's talking to the brethren. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Amen. He's talking to the brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ, praise God. And then verse 14, he talks to the believer. He said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again. He's talking to the brethren. He's talking to believers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. But the brethren and believers. And then he talks about the dead in Christ. Look at verse 60. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and a trump and the voice of archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. All three of these are members of the family of God. Hello? Praise the Lord. We're all three. But it's a family affair. Those brethren, those born-again believers, those who are dead in Christ, praise God, it's a family affair. When Jesus comes, we're all going to be with him. He's come to get us. Praise the Lord. That ought to make us excited. Amen. Praise God. We partakers with Him. It's a family affair. Praise God. Family only. It's by invitation from the Lord. And He's going to step out one day in just a little while. Young as it ain't going to be long. I'm telling you. This thing's a playing it out. And I know you've heard all your life. Praise God. But listen to me. It's going to happen. It's imminent. Any minute. Any minute. We need to be looking for Jesus to come. I wonder if we all got excited and got to looking for Him all together. In one mind and one accord. If we couldn't speed it up a little bit. Amen. Get the help that we need till He comes. Praise God. To get His people. He says in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians 4, He says this. He said, dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Amen. Those are born again believers that's alive and remain. He said they're going to be caught up. Amen. Praise God. That word caught up means to be snatched out, to taken up by force, to be with them. It's a family affair. To be with them in the clouds. But watch this. To meet the Lord in the air. Praise His holy name. It's a family affair. And we all need to be there when it happens. Amen. How do we get there? Praise God. By trust and believing on Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And looking for His soon appearing. Because He's coming. Because He said He was. Amen. Praise God. Are you ready tonight? Amen. Is your wife ready? Is your husband ready? Are your brothers and sisters ready? Are your kinfolk ready? Mamaws and papaws, aunts and uncles. Need to be ready. We don't ever know when we'll go out of here. We don't know when the Lord will come. But Paul says we need to be anticipating it. Looking forward to it because it's going to happen so quickly. Amen. As fast as light, the light comes, as fast as the speed of light. Amen. Praise God. It'll happen. And when we'll be with the Lord forever. Praise God. Never more to be removed, but to be in the presence of our Savior and the goodness of an almighty God where there's praising and reverence and goodness forever. And praise His holy name. And to be with the Lord. Just imagine. In His magnificence, in His splendor, and in His glory, we'll get to behold. Amen.